Satyamjan, will you invite Baba?
Dear Sai Baba, thank you for being in our lives. Thank you for allowing this Sundays go on year after year. Thank you for your love and your light.
Do not grieve that the Lord is testing you and putting you through the ordeal of undergoing the tests, for it is only when you are tested that you can assure yourself of success or become aware of your limitations. You can then concentrate on the subjects in which you are deficient and pay more intensive attention so that you can pass in them too when you are tested again. Don't study for the examination at the last moment. Study well in advance and be ready with the needed knowledge as well as the courage and confidence born out of that knowledge and skill. What you have studied well in advance must be rolled over and over in the mind just before the examination. This is all that should be done. This is the pathway to victory.
این متن در ایران ترجمه شده. از اینکه خداوند آزمایشتان می‌کند و شما را وامی دارد که سختی محل خوردن را متحمل شوید، غمگین نشوید. زیرا این تنها زمانی است که شما می‌توانید از موفقیت خود مطمئن شوید یا از محدودیت‌هایتان آگاهی پیدا کنید. سپس شما می‌توانید به موضوعاتی که در آن ضعف دارید توجه کنید و بر روی آن متمرکز شوید. پس از آن است که وقتی دوباره در مورد آزمایش قرار گرفتید، می‌توانید آنها را پشت سر بگذارید. برای امتحان در آخرین لحظه درس نخوانید. از پیش تمام و کمال درس بخوانید و با آگاهی لازم آماده باشید. همچنین با شجاعت و اعتماد به نفسی که از بصیرت و مهارت نشأت می‌گیرد. چیزی که از پیش به خوبی مطالعه کرده اید، باید بارها و بارها پیش از امتحان در ذهن تجرید شود. این همه آن چیزی است که باید انجام شود. این جاده پیروزی است. سخنرانی الهی از سای بابا شیواراتری مارس 1963.
So I just want to open this with just asking what is your understanding of being tested? How does this apply in your life for those of us on this path? And we'll just go around and hear what this means to each of us.
کمی میگه که امتحان دادن برای شما چه معنی داره؟
Start with Radha.
This reminds me of something that Satyam has said many times in different ways. The way that I remember it the clearest is she said that practicing is like putting money in the bank, and it's easy to do when things are good and times are good. And you put it in, and you put it in, and you put it in so that you have something to draw from when it's hard.
Is it the last sentence that reminds you of that? When he says, what you have studied well in advance must be rolled over and over in the mind?
No, it was the beginning.
Okay.
Do not
grieve that the Lord is testing you and putting you through the ordeal of undergoing the tests. For it is only when you are tested that you can assure yourself of success or become aware of your limitations.
No, keep going.
You can then concentrate on the subjects in which you are deficient and pay more intensive attention so that you can pass in them too when you are tested again.
So you can pass in them too when you're tested again. Reminds me of how she says, practice. It's much easier to practice when things are good, but if you practice, then you have something to draw on when things are not. In the subjects you're deficient in. من یاد حرف ساتیام میندازه که ساتیام میگه که خیلی وقتا اینو گفت و خیلی جورای مختلف، ولی گفتش که هی باید تمرین کرد. وقتی که همه چی خوبه آرومه، تمرین باید بیشتر باشه. انگار داری پول میذاری تو بانک که روزی که سختی داری یه چیزی داشته باشی که روش تکیه بدی.
Elena, do you have anything you want to share about this?
Actually, yes, when I read this quote, this is such a words of wisdom and insight that I wish I knew this in high school. And I had a question, why don't we learn this in high school in preparation for the grown-up life that's ahead of us? Because unfortunately, our culture, and it's not only in the US, it's all over the world, it's in Russia and Turkey, other countries have been uplifted, it's emphasizing the success and, you know, good way of living with material things, mostly. And then you come out to this world and you have this idea, oh, for me, in order to be happy, I have to have my husband, you know, acting a certain way, my kids should be, you know, polite and smart in a certain way, I should have this car, I should have this house, then my inner life, I'm going to be, inside I'm going to be happy. That's, you know, that's the premise. And about the inner life and outer life, it's completely different. And we are only taught how to focus on the outer life instead of inner life, which is more important. And to be joyful and to be successful in order to overcome all this grief and whatever life is handing to you, you really need to be this person that's already happy inside instead of the outside. And we're not taught how to do all this, how to overcome grief, how to, you know, face the challenges in life at all. And when I read this, and I really thought, wow, this is so important, and Satyam was always emphasizing the inner and all this outer bazaar, why, how even it became so important in my life, why did I let this happen? Well, because I didn't have this knowledge that I need to emphasize on the inner life in order to, you know, feel fulfilled and realized in this life.
Beautiful, Lisa.
Elena میگه که کاش که من توی دبیرستان اینو میدونستم چقدر این حرف برای من عمیقه. چرا به ما اینو یاد نمیدن؟ همش به ما میگن که موفق بودن یعنی زندگی خوب، شوهر خوب، بچه های مؤدب، خونه خوب، ماشین خوب، بعد در درونت خوشی. ولی از ساتیام یاد گرفتم که نه، اینطوری اصلا نیست. آدم باید از درون خوش باشه که بتونه که مانع های زندگی رو بعد
Cool.
For me, the part that really got to me is the sentence verse, become aware of your limitation. So it says, do not grieve that the Lord is testing you. So I don't think it's just the grief. I think it could be any situation in life. And I'm thinking, like, when I first started, like, I did my first big service project. We were feeding like 300 kids or something. And I had like doubts that I'm not going to be able to pull this off, you know. And I had like so much doubts. And then, but then, like, you know how it says, like, it kind of pushes you, and you don't know your own limitation, like what you can do and what comes out of you. And so for it was like getting rid of your doubts and just leaving everything to him, you know, and really like trusting your inner, like, yes, you can do it, you know. It doesn't have to be just grief. I think it could be any situation. Mm-hmm. And it always turns out, like, first I get very nervous and I have doubts in myself of like, oh my God, something's going to go wrong, something's going to go wrong. And then everything falls in place and everything's just beautiful. And it's just, everything just happens like it's supposed to happen. So that's what I'm taking it from this, is like, it kind of tests you, but then you also become aware of your limitations, so like you can do more than what you
think. You mean unlimited?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm trying to say, is like, you don't know how much you can do until you do it.
But he's not saying be aware of your unlimitedness, he's saying be aware of your limitation.
Okay.
Which is the opposite of that.
Common میگه که برای من این خود یعنی که ببین که هیچ محدودیتی نداری، هر کاری که بخوای بکنی اگه به درون اعتماد کنی میتونی انجام بدی، حتی اگه شک داری. من وقتی میخواستم به 300 تا بچه غذا بدم، کار خیریه بکنم، خیلی شک داشتم که آیا من میتونم همچین کاری رو بکنم، ولی دیدم که آره، بعد رها کنم همه چی رو به او بسپرم و همه چی به بهترین وجه انجام میشه. ساتیا میگه آره، ولی تو داری میگی که نامحدودیت تو ببین. بابا داره میگه که محدودیت تو ببین، برعکسه.
Which is really true, what he has said. Is you got to grow with it. When the problems come, and you get out of it, and you look inside you, then you do learn a lot from it. And as you come out of it, you learn that these things are good, these things are bad, and you pick up the good things and you go forward. That's how I feel. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
میگه که این خود آره خیلی حقیقت داره، ولی چیزیست که باید باش رشد کنی. وقتی مشکل پیش میاد، بعد از این مشکل در میایی، اگه درون خودت نگاه کنی میتونی خیلی یاد بگیری از مشکل. میبینی چی خوب بود، چی بد بود برات، و خوبا رو برمیداری، بدا رو میندازی، میری جلو.
It's kind of sharing good things also in it that comes out. The better of you comes out of it. And if you stick with it, you'll be better and a better person.
Like it purifies you.
Yeah,
it purifies. یه جوری هم بهتر و بهتر میشه، یعنی خالص‌تر میشه. هر چقدر مشکل داشته باشی از توش بیای بیرون، بعد نگاه کنی، به خودت نگاه کنی.
Did you read the whole shit about the special part or the whole poem?
Oh, we asked about testing and what that means to you.
That is how I feel it. I don't know how, if I've said it right or not.
Do you want to share anything?
There's nothing wrong. What she shared, or you shared, or anybody.
For me, I was always asking why me? Why this happens to me again and again? It happened to me 6 months ago, 1 year ago. And I was looking at that obstacle instead of looking at myself. And I think it never goes away until I get the lesson of it. If I don't know math, like in school, I would not pass, and they give me another chance. If I don't pass, I need to sit in the same class for another year. So it never goes away until I learn it. But now, at least I know that I have to look at myself. I need to learn math. I should not just look at that math test and say, why you are so hard? Why you are given to me?
Point.
فارسیشو بگو بابا.
من گفتم که برای من همیشه اینجوری بود که فکر کردم چرا مثلا یه مشکلی، یه پرابلمی چرا همیشه برای من هی تکرار میشه. 6 ماه پیشم بود، پارسال هم بود، الان هم هست، چرا تمام نمیشه؟ بعد نگاه نمی کردم که مثلا این چی داره برای من، چه درسش چیه. درسشو بگیرم تموم میشه، میگذره. مثلا توی مدرسه که اگه ریاضی بلد نیستیم امتحان پاس نمی کنیم، بعد دوباره یه شانسی گرم میدم، میگم پس دوباره بعد همینو بکنیم، بعد پاسش کنیم. پاس
نکنیم. تقلب چی؟
Can you cheat?
Can you cheat?
At the school, yes, maybe you can cheat and go ahead, but what about the next level? You cannot make that foundation. Same thing.
I never found that out.
Sooner or later, you'll still have to pay for it.
For me, when I read this, I thought testing was like when something gets to you, right? Like you either wanted something and you didn't get it, or just by virtue of wanting something, you feel terrible, or you didn't want something and it happened, or like just something, or just a repeated thought gets to you and like you just go with it and you're miserable, right? And I thought that's what testing meant. And like, for me, like I think that like what's neat about what he's saying, it's like, when that happens, it's like another little like drop of your like personality that's like now here, and it's like, are you ready for this one, right? And it's like another one that like, you know, it's an opportunity. And I mean, I had some that went on for years and years, but I think he's saying it's an opportunity to look at the next one and to look at what's behind it and to try to let it go, you know, or try to at least see if there is a way for you to get over that next piece of your terrible personality.
کمی میگه که برای من امتحان شدن یعنی یه چیزی که اذیتت میکنه، یه جای گیر میکنی، مثلا یه فکر تکراری، یه چیزی که ناراحتت میکنه، هر چی که هست انگار یه قطره شخصیت دیگه است که باید رهاشه. یه شانسه که این قطره شخصیت رو ببینیم، نگاش کنیم و رهاشه.
I have a question. Any of you had a dream last night that you remember, even if it's totally irrelevant to this tonight?
I had one a few nights ago.
What is it?
You were giving me a bath. In the bathtub.
Did you plan before you went to the bed that you should get a bath from Satya?
No, I'm not that good a planner.
So you find yourself in your dream, I was giving you a bath.
Yeah.
What if in that dream I hit you with the container that I was giving you a bath on your head and call it a test?
That would suck. I don't know. Let me think. Hold on. I would be probably confused and hurt.
What if when I hit you in the head, you woke up?
It would be over.
What would be over?
The confusion and the hurt.
Oh, the dream.
Yeah. All of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. All of it together.
So, what if in the dream I started cussing you and telling you, why are you so dirty? Why do I have this responsibility to clean you? How would you feel?
Hurt.
You mean that character in the dream would feel hurt and confused?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't plan this dream. You just found yourself there and somebody is cussing you out.
Yeah.
What if one of those times that I scream at you, you woke up? What happens then?
It's over. At most, it's a memory that I know is not real until it fades away.
Hope you're not tired of getting scolded in this dream. And be tested and accepted. For something we didn't even think about before we went to sleep. It just happened. I'm not making any point at all. Because I don't know what the point of what I'm saying is. Leave it at that.
ساتیان پرسی کسی خواب دیده دیشب؟ من گفتم پریشب خواب دیدم. گفت خواب چی بود؟ گفت خواب دیدم که تو داری منو همون میکنی، توی وان داری منو میشوری. ساتیا هم گفتش که قبل از اینکه بخوابی برنامه‌ریزی کردی که این خوابو ببینی؟ گفتم که نه. گفته کن که در این خواب دارم همون میدی کنم و یه دفعه با یه چیز سنگین میزنم تو سرت، بعد بهت میگم آزمایشه. احساست چیه؟ گفتم احساسم ناراحتیه و گیج میشم. که چرا؟ گفت بعد فکر کن که یه بار دیگه بذارم ولی این دفعه بیدار شی. گفتم بیدارشم به نظرم دیگه تموم شد، زرد همه چی. ساتیا میگه که ما خسته نشدیم از اینکه در خواب.
Now I gave another example.
بعد یه مثال دیگه زد، گفت فکر کن در همه خواب شروع کنم که بهت
بدون دلیل دعوت کردم.
دعوت کردم. گفتم چرا اینقدر کثیفی؟ چرا اینه؟ چرا اونی؟ احساست چیه؟ گفتم ناراحت میشم. دوباره همون دیجی رو دارم. بعد فکر کن اینقدر سرت داد میزنم که یه بار بیدار میشی. بعد چی میشه؟ گفتم بعد دیگه خوب بیدارم تموم میشه. مثل یه تصویر میمونه برام که حقیقت نداشت. گفتش که ساتیا گفتش که ما خسته نشدیم از اینکه دعوا بشیم بدون دلیل، یکی بزنه تو سرمون بدونی که ما کاری گناهی کرده باشیم. فقط ما بدونی که ما اصلا برنامه‌ریزی کرده باشیم برای این یا فکرشو کرده باشیم قبل از اینکه خوابیده باشیم. فقط اتفاق میافته. میگه من با این قصه چیه؟ هدفی ندارم. پوینت چی میشه؟ من نمیخوام چیزی بهتون، نقطه ندارم، نمیخوام چیزی بهتون برسونم. فقط میخوام اینجا بذارمش با همین مثل.
Thank you. Thank you to all of you.
That's one to really think about.
Thank you, Sophia.
You're welcome. You ruined my dream. Next time one of you is speaking up.
But it's a good she
example.
Really tested you on. But it took out the real meaning of it. Don't feel bad.
Om Jai.